Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. SEC tournament continuing in Hoover, Alabama. Vanderbilt victorious yesterday, 13-4 over the in-state rival Tennessee Volunteers. And we say hello now to the head coach, Tim Corbin, who is on the line with us. Corbs, congrats. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I know that it had to be a roller coaster of emotions for you through that game yesterday, but watching the whole thing, and we had a little get together with our staff, and we're watching it, and you know, it was fun to see just the kids out there having a good time, and that's really what's important. But you could just kind of see that confidence with them. So how was that from your standpoint, watching it all unfold yesterday?
Yeah, we're playing with good confidence. I think when you get good pitching and you play good defense behind that pitching, then you do some things that maybe, I wouldn't say uncharacteristic, but maybe things that are probably more like Tennessee's done over the course of the year, hit the long ball, that we haven't done as much at that level, and we do it here in this stage and on this field. That was good to see. Playing aggressive, which is good for the kids because you do want to get into tournament environments and just let yourself go a little bit. It's almost like the gift that you get for putting so much work into it during the course of the year.
You have the 5-run inning in the third, and I know Tennessee kept battling and kept it close, and then you're able to pull it away in the later innings. When do you get a chance to breathe? Is it the final out? Is that pretty much how it works for you?
I think so. I mean, not to overdramatize things, but you know that lineup that they have has such great length to it. You know, when you got a kid like Chapman hitting the 8-hole and he hits a 3-run home run, I mean that's how they're built. They're built to hurt you in any position in that lineup. So to think that a 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8-run lead is enough, it's not. It's not until the final out. And you know, I felt that way yesterday. I just felt like it was one of those things that they're tough to put away and they're tough to contain. So the fact that you can do that is certainly a good thing.
We're talking to Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. And, Coach, you know, we often talk about Bear Bryant. We talk about football. It says it comes down to blocking and tackling, getting back to the basics. Yeah. It looks like your baseball team starting Tuesday is having fun and just getting out there, and it's about hitting and fielding and making it very simple. And at least from my perspective, Coach, I know Chase brought it up, but it just looks like you guys are having fun. And I know he asked from your perspective, but talk about, you've always preached to these guys about having fun and, you know, being there for your teammates. It looks like that's coming to fruition, at least what I saw Tuesday and yesterday versus Tennessee, Coach.
Well, when they say play baseball, the first word's play. And play baseball means that it's not work baseball, and it shouldn't be that way. Now, certainly when you're playing well, it appears that way. It appears like everyone's got confidence and everyone is having fun, and that's what winning does. And when you're not doing that, it looks more like a grind, and you can see the stress on faces, and that's a real thing too, and it happens to everyone. No one's immune from that. So I think when you're out there playing with some freedom and able to accomplish the things that you want, then faces change, the self-esteem changes, confidence changes, and the energy of the group changes. And that's, you know, that's what's happened. But, you know, even going back to, I guess, last weekend at Kentucky, you know, we got drilled in that second game, but yet we hit the ball really, really well. And at the end of it, they 10-runned us, and they won the SEC East. And then they had a fireworks show that would make a presidential inauguration look small. I was expecting Mickey Mouse to come out of a dugout. It was like I was at Disney World. And, you know, it was just the feeling of, okay, this stinks. And you certainly don't want to feel that again. But at the same time, we played pretty well. We just lost out at the end because we couldn't contain them. And then the next day we came back and won and played really well. And I just think that was kind of the tipping point. It was like you went from a moment of feeling the worst you felt all year to, okay, we won. We won our 13th game. Now let's get to this tournament and just enjoy what we're capable of doing. And I really think that's kind of been the life of our program here in the last week and a half. So I'm happy for the kids that they get to enjoy this.
What's the schedule like today? I mean, how do you get the guys away from baseball just for a little bit, you know, enjoy what they've accomplished so far? Or can you?
Yeah, you know, well, the uniqueness of being a top eight seed, which we've always been, and I don't take that for granted, is staying at the Winfrey Hotel. And the reason I say that is because the Winfrey Hotel is part of a huge mall. So these kids can walk around and get what they want. They can sleep in. We have breakfast up until 9:30, and then we got a 2 o'clock meeting because we're not even leaving for the field until 5:30 for an 8 o'clock game. But I say all that because they have a good time. I mean, there's a food court, there's places to shop. I think they get to kind of mingle and hang with other kids from other teams. The SEC does a good job of putting a huge game room together, and that's really cool. So they make this about the teams and the kids. And, you know, I never take this tournament for granted. You know, it's like such a big deal even for me and our team because so many people come, spend money, resources, and in a collegiate life where we're making it really, really individual, this is still team, and it feels right, and it feels good. And, you know, it's part of it, the hotel, just the experience, the games. I just love it for the kids.
We're talking to Manitoba baseball coach Tim Corby. And, Coach, as the coach of the team, when your players want to have a players-only meeting, I don't know if they've ever had a players-only meeting. Do you encourage that, or do you look to certain leaders on your team and say, hey, talk to the guys, you know, from a different perspective? How does that dynamic work, or does it work?
Yeah, you know what players-only meetings look like. Sunday night, down at some establishment, and a group of 20 players getting together and having a good time. That's the players. That you think about it, though, that's what they do, right? That's what teams do. When teams really gel and there's a culture within a team, they make those moments, and I'm not trying to be funny, but they make those moments team moments. Then they become intimate. Then they take the moment where they all go out together, or they go to a restaurant together, or they do something together. Those are the team meetings, because that's really where the relationships become more important. That's where the gelling becomes more important. That's where the constructive talk becomes more. Those are family moments, right? It's like when you go on family trips,
yeah,
and you spend those time together. No one says, oh, Dad doesn't look over the table and goes, okay, we're going to have a meeting right now. But what they do is a family just kind of orchestrates events to bring the family together, and that's where the construction of the fibers of the group start to happen. And I think that's really when I start looking at how teams are folded, bonded. It's when they want to spend more time together, and they make the small events even bigger.
Tim Corbin is with us, Vanderbilt baseball coach. So what is the challenge when you get into a tournament like this, in balancing not only just the, you know, the fatigue of your team, but especially the pitching, because you're having to, you're not playing a 3-game series. Obviously, it can go longer than that.
Yeah, I think the pitching's the biggest thing, just because you got guys that you want to use, but you also want to be mindful of what's ahead of them too. I mean, we're going to be playing more baseball after this ends. But you want to win it. I think that's the most important thing. You want to do everything you can to align yourself with winning these games. And there's three championships a collegiate baseball player gets to win. It's a regular season, a tournament, and a national. And the fact that you can get one of them and you're privy to one of them, then you just want to put your team in the best position. But I would say it's about pitching. You're going to have to everyone participate, because you have 14 kids here that are pitchers, and every single one of them, if you're going to win it, is most likely to touch the baseball.
And I guess you don't really have much time to do much of a scouting report on your opponent, even though you're all down there. I'm sure you're, you know, paying attention to other teams and what's going on. But what is kind of a quick scouting report of Mississippi State, who you'll see later tonight?
Well, I think the thing that, you know, our past opponents, Florida, Tennessee, and Mississippi State, we've all played them. And then if we were going to play Texas A&M, too, because they're in our bracket, we've played them, too. So we played Mississippi State a few weeks ago, so we're pretty familiar with them. The kid they're throwing tonight is really, really good. Gerangelo Sinche, and he's a ambidextrous pitcher. He's going to be drafted very, very high, throws the ball hard, he's got a good breaking ball, so that's going to be a challenge within itself. But their lineup is really dynamic, too. I thought when they were here, Chase, I thought they were a College World Series team. I thought they could do everything. They could pitch, they could play defense. They've got a very dynamic leadoff hitter who, in my opinion, is the best leadoff hitter in the country, and you know, behind him, they just got a lot of good hitters. So this is going to be a tough test.
Coach, you don't have to name schools, but are some wins in the SEC sweeter than other wins?
Well, to be political, not even. They're all tough to come by, but I think it just, they become really, really sweet, regardless of the opponent, in terms of when you get them and how you get them. I think, you know, along the way, there's been a lot of meaningful wins for us, but it's probably more timing than team. It's just how it felt at that time, when it was needed, how important it was to the cause, what it meant for the team going forward. I think there's wins that way and there's losses that way. And, you know, I think, you know, Maggie made a little video for Vanderbilt when a couple months ago when we were going through that celebratory phase, and you know, she talked about what wins mean, and you know, they're all uniquely different in their own way. They feel different, and yeah, do teams weigh in on that? I think sometimes, but I just think it's really the timing of the win and what it means to your team going forward that has the most worth to us.
Well, Corbs, best of luck today. It was fun watching yesterday. And the sidebar that you didn't get to see was our party we had was watching Willie Donick and his emotions go throughout that game, because that was pretty entertaining in its own right. But obviously we're all very happy that got the win, and hopefully you can do it again tonight.
Okay, Chase. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Coach Tim Corbin joining us on the program, head coach of the Vandy boys, as they will take on Mississippi State later tonight, pregame around 7:15 in the first pitch, around 7:30. I'm so thrown off right now, but 7:15, I think is when it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So looking forward to that. It's hard to keep up with in tournament time, but they continue.
It's a good problem for you to have as the boss.
Yeah, 7:30 airtime, 7:45, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there.
Okay.
First pitch.
Good, and all the games right here on 102.5 The Game. So hopefully they just keep running the table.
Yes, absolutely. So you can hear it all right here. We are live today, the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Having a great time. We'll get back to our question of the day. Also tune in to 94.9 The Fan later today as the Nashville Sounds play a doubleheader. They'll take on the Charlotte Knights at First Horizon Park with the pregame at 5:20. First pitch of game one at 5:35. Coverage is on 94.9 The Fan app, 94.9thefan.com. And Sounds Baseball is presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.